Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayera. So, you know, there's a natural excitement during these parashiyot of the year. Everybody always loves, first of all, we just started the Torah again. So there's always, and Bereshit, for you know, a very childish perspective, but the parashiyot of Bereshit, to, on a superficial level, to most people seem more interesting because there's a, more of a storyline or whatever. But you don't really understand that the way the Mefarshim and Chazal actually referred, you know, every one of the Chumashim in the Torah has a different name, has a different nickname. The Sefer Bereshit has two names, A is Sefer HaAvot, and B is Sefer HaYashan. And they're both really interconnected, because everything, the Ramban keeps on speaking about this all the time, Ma'aseh Avot Siman HaBanim, everything that happened or was done, or how the Avot behaved, the Avot and Imahot, is really a Siman for how we're supposed to behave. And not only that, but these are things that get ingrained in our spiritual DNA, le'on me'onamim. Rabotai, there's a very, very interesting midrash all the way in the beginning, Parashat HaShavua. We know, we spoke about some halachic aspects of the parasha in terms of dineh, bikur cholim and gminut chasadim, but Avraham Avinu, in spite of that, okay, we know, I also told you at the beginning of the shiur, that Avraham Avinu was being visited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he was presented with an opportunity for mitzvat achnasat orchim, so he was ready to give it up, which the Gemara, Masechet Bava Metzi'ah, Daf Pezayin, which is where the Gemara speaks about Avraham Avinu and Sarah and these psukim, in Sukhret HaPoalim, so the Gemara says, the Gemara derives from here, G'dola achnasat orchim, yoter me'akbalat penei ha-shekhinah, that achnasat orchim is even greater than being visited or hosting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know? Right? Bayomar, Hashem, imatzati chen be'ainecha, alna te'avon me'al avdecha. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Avraham Avinu told him what? Wait, I'll be right back. Ma wait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malko shel olam. No, mitzvat achnasat orchim. Now, sounds nice, nechon? Says the Midrash, it wasn't so simple. Avraham Avinu made a test. Before he went to serve the Malachim and put HaKadosh Baruch Hu on hold, he made a test. This you don't see in, you know, usually until you actually search for it in the Midrashim. The Midrash says as follows. Listen to this. Amar Avraham, is Perek Memchit in Midrash Rabbah. Amar Avraham, Im ani ro'eh sheshchina mamtinet alehim, ani yodea shehem bnei adam gedolim. Ve'im ani ro'eh otam cholkin kavod elu la'elu, ani yodea shehem bnei adam mehuganim, ve'kevan shera'a otam cholkin kavod elu la'elu, yada shehem bnei adam mehuganim, lachen ne'emar, v'yar al shem shtei re'iyot. Which means, it says in the Pasuk, Vaisa aina vayar vehine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav vayar vayarotz likratam mipetach ha'ohel vayishtachu arza. Right, it says in the pasuk twice vayar. You already saw them, so I have to see them again. Ma kavana? Says the midrash, it's a reference to the tnai, to the test that Avraham Avinu made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said what? I want to make a test. If I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait so I can tend to these guests, and he actually does, that's a siman that they're good people. And then he made another test. And he says, if I run to them and I see them acting with respect to one another, then I know that they're good people and they did the right thing. Says the Sichot Musar, says, it's a beautiful midrash. But let's analyze for a second. Something beautiful. It says, you made a test in your mind. If Hashem waits for them, apparently they're good people. He says, Hashem wait. And he did. Hashem waited for them, meaning for him to tend to them. That already should be across the board. That's your siman. They're good people. But for Avraham Avinu, it wasn't enough. He says, then I need something else. When I run to them, I need to watch them being mechabed echad tashani, which they were. Which means that if you understand this, la'umko, that means that for Avraham Avinu, it wasn't enough just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prove to him that they were good people by waiting for them. He needed to see in the flesh, well, they didn't really have flesh, but he needed to see that they were acting in a way that embodied his being Amud HaChesed. And without that, he would have let them go. Avraham Avinu, with all of his chasadim, because remember, Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed, and he tended to all the guests. But over here, it was at the expense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to see whether it was worth it to lose an audience, a private audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tend with these people. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that it was, apparently, there wasn't enough for him. He needed to see on his own that these people were worthy of that chesed. How? What was the test? That there were no hek kavod zimuz. It's a huge thing. You know, in Pirkei Avot, in Pirkei Revi'i, when we have, you know, what's Gibor and Chacham and all these things, Ezo Gibor, Ezo Zeh, Ben Zoma Omer, Ezo Mechubad, who is a respected person, Am Chabed Et HaBeriot, one who respects other people. Now, in our day and age, who's a respected person? I'll tell you. Gaon, Lamdan, Ashir, we said in this past week's daf, Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim, Rabbi Akiva Mechabed Ashirim, right? Why? People think, as I told them in the daf this past week, it was 2 days ago, right? The daf Pezayin, the Gemara says, Rabbi Mechabed, why was Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Akiva, why were they Mechabed? People think you give him, is it because of his money? It has nothing to do with his money. It's because of the zechuyot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has money and he has zechuyot to do chasadim, to give tzedakot, you give him respect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the zechut. Apparently, if Hashem gave him the zechut to deal with the needs of Am Yisrael, he has zechuyot. Pevav? So accordingly, if that's the case, if you have an ashir, that's a kamtan, ashir kakorach, but he doesn't give tzedakah, you don't give him kavod. Right, there's no reason to give him kavod. Why? Because he has money. Usually people get very excited from the money. Wow, kulo omer kavod. No, the kavod is from the zechuyot. Zeh imo ose tzedakah. And guess what? What's the raya? I gave him a raya that it's not because of the money. It's because of the zechuyot. Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Akiva were no strangers to money. Rabbi Akiva started off poor. Rabbeinu HaKadosh never did. Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Akiva, at the end of his life, they're both extremely wealthy. Very, very wealthy. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had everything. The Gemara says he was the richest person in the door. So why is he getting all excited from some rich people? Elama, it had nothing to do with the money. He doesn't care about the money. He cares about the zechuyot of the person. This person walks around, he's a walking zechut. Says, it's zerach lechabed oto. You have to give kavod to. But you see from here, none of that. That's not ezo mechubad. Even that, mechabed et haberiot. You show respect to other people. You yourself, you're not a gavra of mechabed. You are a chetza of mechubad. You are an object. You are innately in your bones. You are, in Yiddish it sounds better, lichten beiner. You are a mechubad person. Ma'wad atal menuat. So it says, it's Jewish. Anyways, it says like this. Huh? Licked means stuck. And beiner is bones. No, beiner. Bein is bone. Beiner. Huh? Anyway, Bikitsu. He doesn't remember his name. Tov, he says. Anyway, Bikitsu. Tov, anyway. So, Aval Tzachri Zahir, there's a Gmaran Zvachim, Daf Kuf Dalet, that says that, again, somebody told me a good point this week. That we might be in a situation, lo yodin, we still don't know, but we might be in a situation where we have to give him kavod. Huh? We might be in a situation where we have to give him kavod. Why? Because even, where do we find that you have to give kavod la melech? From, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave kavod to Paro. Yeah, so then, huh? Yesh v'zeh machloket. Yesh v'zeh machloket. Yesh v'zeh machloket, according to Chazon Ovadia, you would not. No. I know. Halacha Brura argues on the Chazon Ovadia, but according to the Chazon Ovadia, you wouldn't, because he doesn't have actual Bigdei Malchut. He doesn't have Bigdei Malchut. And Halacha Brura says, no, you don't really need Bigdei Malchut, just not Gadim Bzuim. So, many Melachim are, huh? Stama. Yeah. First of all, he has the power to declare war. And he can't declare, Congress can, but he can send troops, A, and he can also pardon from a death sentence. So that's enough. Yeah, without declaring war. That's funny. Like he can like level a continent, but as long as he doesn't, you know, declare war, he's okay. Anyway, aval mikol makom rabotai, you see over here, look at what the Chachamim considered, and it's unbelievable. Everybody knows, famous Gemara, Eruvin daf yudgim alamud bet. The Gemara says that there's a certain din in Eruvin that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel were arguing about for 7 years, נכון? מה עשו בסוף? So, יצתה בת קול ואמרה, הלכה כבית הלל. What? בית שמאי ובית הלל? So much so that throughout Shas, the Gemara uses an expression, it's unbelievable. בית שמאי במקום בית הלל, אינה משנה. The Gemara says that the opinion of בית שמאי, you know, relative to that of בית הלל, we don't even give it too much credence. That's how much. Obviously, it's Talmud Torah, but with regards to halakha, halakha kevet hilel. And the Gemara says, after that, Bat Kol came out, the Gemara says, Mipnema zachu bet hilel likbo halakha kemotam. What was it that bet hilel did in order to merit this, that the halakha should be nikba like them? Says the Gemara, that what? Here. מפני שהיו שונים דבריהם ודברי בית שמאי, ולא עוד אלא שהיו מקדימים דברי בית שמאי לדבריהם. They were נוחים ועמובים. They were, you know, very, very easygoing and מכבד. Not only that, anytime there was מחלוקת, not only did they mention their opinions, they mentioned the opinion of their adversaries of בית שמאי. Not only did they mention their adversaries' opinion, they mentioned them first. They gave them more כבוד. People usually mistakenly understand this Gemara that because of their good midot, that's why Hashem said halakha is like them. And that's wrong. In halakha, it doesn't work that the biggest tzaddik, or the one with the best midot, and imagine you had machloket, and then, okay, so let's, you have machloket, a poskim, whatever, okay, let's see who has the better midot, and then we'll paskin halakha. That's not the way halakha works. It's not the last tzaddik standing. Obviously, they both have to be tzaddikim. But that's not how halakha works. That's, you know, that's not the mechanism of psikata alakha. Rather, says the Sikhot Musar something very deep. As a result of the shlemut ha-midot bederech shel anava and kavod hadadi that Bet Hillel had, not that they had a zechut that Hashem said, okay, because of that, halakha is like you. As a result of their shlemut ha-midot, they were zoche lechaven la'asuke shma'atata libadil chita. They were zoche to special siyata dishmaya to getting to the correct halakha as a result of their shlemut ha-midot, which means that if you want to be anything in life, anything in any aspect, which means you want to be a mensch, you need to have kavod ha-briyot. You want to be a tenit chacham, you got to have kavod ha-briyot. Ask Bet Hillel. They're mentioned all over Shas, besides for six cases, that halakha is kebet shamay, over Bet Hillel, where would I find that? Mishnah in Masechet, Eduyot. If I know, Tosfot brings down six cases. No, but over there they were together in Nimnu v'Gamru. That was a different story. In Aliyat Hananya Ben Gurion, that was a different story. Nachon, is it Davzin? No, in first pair. Anyway, Avan Mikol Makom, you look in Mishnah and Eduyot, Tosfot brings it down. In Sukkah, Tapa Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amud Alef, Tosfot, they bring down all six cases for Halacha in Shas, is Kebet Shammai over Bet Hillel. Ari HaKadosh writes in Shara Kavanot, that La'olam Abba, all the Halachot are going to be Nikba, Kedad Bet Shammai. Because Be'emet, the Gemara says that Bet Shammai was Mechadedet Fe. Bet Shammai were sharper than Bet Hillel. Avan Mikol Makom, in this world, Zachu, because their Kavod Abriyot, they were Zuche to be Asukesh Ma'atat Ali Badayil Chita. So, it's a big, the Talmidim in the times of Rabbi Akiva, Yevamot of Samachbet, the Gemara says the biggest question, it didn't say that they were, you know, doing anything so wrong, they were acting inappropriately, whatever. The 24,000 students, the Gemara says, Vaya Olam Shamim, the world was devoid of Torah. Can you imagine what the world would have looked like? I speak about this as we get closer to Sfirat HaOmer. But imagine what the world would have looked like, you know, because everything that we have today is from Rabbi Akiva and his five new Talmidim that he got Shabbat Darom, Rabotenu Shabbat Darom. Can you imagine if he had another 24,000 students like that, you would have a situation in Am Yisrael like it was Bizman Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that Badku Midan Ve'ad Be'er Sheva ולא מצאו תינוק ותינוקת שלא היו בקיים בין גאים ואהלות. There's no such thing as an Am Haaretz and Am Yisrael. You know what that means? Like, not to have an Am Haaretz and Am Yisrael? It's a blessing. People used to converse among themselves, even like random people. Yeah, what do you say about that? Mishnah Negaim. Yeah, Perek. Just, Random people, not like Tamdei Chachamim. לא מצאו תינוק ותינוקת, even little children. The world would have been full. And why did we lose them? מפני שלא נהגו כבוד זה בזה. It's not just like, oh, wow, it's like fluff. right? It's not fluff. They died, Baskara. Why? Because one without the other doesn't work. That's what Musar says. It's so important. A person, in order to be a Talmid Chacham, in order to be koneh, any ma'ala shel Torah v'yirat shamayim v'avodat Hashem, you have to be a keli. In order to be a keli, a person has to have, obviously, all the midot, but the root of all midot is kavod habriyot. To be mechabed one another, to show, because then when you're mechabed other people, that means you're anav, that means that you are, that you're b'sevet panim yafot, that means you incorporate everything else that a Talmid Chacham is supposed to have. So, Rabotai, this was the test that Abraham Avinu wanted to see from the Malachim. Isha Chesed, before he went out on a Chesed escapade, he made this Tanai and he wanted to see if this is what they embodied. If it's worth it to kind of hit pause on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyachol, and deal with them, you have to be Ra'ui. And he saw that they were, and he says, okay, this is what we learn. It takes one to know one. Only a person like Abraham Avinu would have been able to realize that. Somebody asked me a very good question the other day, and I'll tell you the truth. You know, itchatayni maskir, I never really pondered this question as I did last night. I looked around a little bit, I didn't find an answer. But I think it's very mat'im. The question was, we know that there was a bit midrash of Shem v'Eivir, right? The Avot learned that Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Shem and Eivir were significantly older than Abraham Avinu. They were G'dolei Hador. Shem, Eivir, they're Nevi'im, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Shem was also Kohen Gadol. He lost it, okay, because of something he didn't last to explain, but he was Kohen Gadol. Why is it that if Shem v'Eivir had a bit midrash and they were G'dolei Hador, how come nobody, right, the Gemara says that nobody realized the Kadosh Baruch Hu until Abraham Avinu came and spread it to the world? How come they didn't spread it to the world? They're Rishimas. Namano. Shere Yafa. Yeah? That's true. Noach didn't really have anybody to do it because he tried. He was giving the Musar. He says, Hashem's going to destroy you. You're all going to die. But at least he tried. He gave the Musar. Didn't work, but he gave the Musar. Where'd they go? Yeah. And they lived long. Shem passed away, but Eivir was still there. Yeah. By Yaakov Avinu, when he was there for 14 years, Eivir was still there. I think, this is a So it's very possible that, you know, different people have different avodot in avodat Hashem. In the army, there's foot soldiers and air force and navy, whatever. Shem v'Eivir, they were good for insular learning. They were ma'avir et Torah from generation to generation. They taught Torah. They housed the avot v'chule. But that was basically the extent of their avodat Hashem. Chad bedara, you have one person per generation that has the light that can be the torch to show the rest of the world. And that was Avraham Ivri. Vayavo palit vayaged l'Avraham Ivri. That was why Avraham Ivri. Rashi brings down three pshatim. One of the pshatim is he was on kol ha'olam kulo be'ayver echad u'be'ayver sheni. Avraham Avinu was alone in the world. Nobody else. And he took that light. He wasn't just an insular person. He took it to other people also. He was the father of modern day Kiruv. He went and he showed and he fought. Ad dichducha shel nefesh. Mamash. Until pikuach nefesh. He was ready to give up his life for it. That was his derech in avodat Hashem. And nobody's wrong. There's different derechim. Some people are more insular. Some people are more outgoing. But Avraham Avinu had this personality of showing people and talking to people and speaking to people's emotions and their intellect. There's a lot more to be spoken about. But you see, with all of that, and Avraham Avinu was able to change a world, to become cognizant of the presence and the mitziut of Hashem Yitbarach, and yet what was the most important thing to him? He wanted to see if there are no kavod chazin. After all is said and done, in order to be a keli, to be a receptacle, to accept, to hold on to that, to contain that yidiat Hashem, you have to have midot tovot. You have to show kavod hadadi. That's what Avraham Avinu was looking for. I think it's a pshat that's re'uya lehi'amer. If you think differently, matov manayim, it's perfectly fine. But I didn't find it by ketuvim. That's why I'm a little hesitant to say it. Aval, I think yesh beze chelik min ha'emet. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Tizkor Shem Rabot. Be well. Stay healthy. Talk to you. Shabbat Shalom. Can I just end?
Yeah.
Shabbat shalom.